Blog Talk Radio.
Light has come, the glory of God is rising up on his sons and his daughters. The darkness is a cover pool, seats above our lovers were perverted till we burn. So now it's time to return back to Yah, our city, your refuge, the fountains of living waters. The showers leaving righteousness restores my order. It turns the song to a king, a song for my soul to sing that brought me very low, my garments white like the wings. Shaddaiah, praise it be the Most High that brought me out of insanity, crushed the towers of vanity, and made a man of me. I'm now asking for a key, no longer my refugee. I'm now Yah's planet.
Shalom, shalom. Giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel. It is a great blessing to be able to give praises to the Most High and the little sanctuary that He has set for His people. This here is nothing but truth. And my name is Moray Obadiah Israel of the House of Israel, located in 1907 Pine Street. And I'm standing in for the senior Moray here at the House of Israel, Moray Ishaya Israel. And we're giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. Now, who is Yah? Well, Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the Savior and the Redeemer of not only Israel, but of the entire world. And Yahweh is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our judge. Yahweh is our King. And He alone will save us. So this evening we plan on bringing to you another dynamic program in honor, glory, and praises to the true and living Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh. And what we'll be discussing this evening, seeing that the Most High has blessed us all to be here in the land of the living. And let me say shalom to all of our family that are listening via the internet, whether it be Facebook, Blog Talk, or YouTube. For we know that the only reason why you're tuned in and listening is because of your fear and your love towards the Creator. And what we will be discussing this evening is, all throughout the annals of the world, there's many things that are taking place. There's many controversies. There's marches that's taking place. There's people petitioning and having all type of things they want to throw on the voters' ballot. There's people that are angered, and they're trying to gather, and they're trying to get some type of resolve and some type of resolution on how to alleviate themselves of this plight that is upon our people today. Even though you may be financially affluent, even though you may be socially accepted, even though you may speak their vernacular, even though you may dress like them, try to walk like them, even try to live in the same neighborhoods and ingratiate yourself with their community, you seem to always be the oddball out. And what am I speaking on? Of the black man and black woman. Seeing that this is the 12th month and that this is the third day, which is in representation of Yahweh's servant, which is representation of holiness. And the various plight that the black man and the black woman is going through today is something that is undoubtedly, you can see, is of divine order. Because you don't have a nation that's going through these type of plights. You don't have nations that's receiving this type of judgment. And you don't have nations that are perpetually vexed with a nation such as our nation is today. And many people scratching their head, why? Many people are pointing their fingers, why? Why is what's happening to our people so distinct from all other people on the face of the earth? Why is it other nations can just prosper and just go on about their way? But when we try to do it, it doesn't look the same. It doesn't work the same. It doesn't pan out the same. No matter how much you contribute to the society, they still look at you as an outcast. You still are being the last hired and the first fired. You still are the tail and not the head. Well, how could this be going on? Especially living in the United States of America, where this is supposed to be a melting pot, where this is supposed to be a big pot of nationalities just in the pot together being stirred up, and you're supposed to be unified. You're supposed to be united. There's supposed to be a declaration of independence for everyone. But yet, it seems to be ignored when it comes to you. Yet, it seems to be pushed to the side when it comes to you. And why is this taking place? Why is the plight of the black man and woman so crucial and detrimental today? I know a lot of people may say, well, why are you just dealing with the black plight? Well, because I'm a black man. And I'm on the ground, I'm on the first ground level to see what my people is going through. the type of turmoil that my people is going through, the type of anguish that my people is going through, and the type of violence that my people is suffering in and from. And people have many reasons why these things are happening to us today. Some are pointing that they'll say, man, this is all the doings of the white man. Some will say, well, this is because we don't have any economic freedom. Some will say, man, it's because we don't have our own houses. And some will say, well, because we don't break bread with each other. Some will say, because we're not marching long enough. We're not voting long enough. We're not taking to the streets enough. So therefore, our voices are being tossed in the wind. Well, to tell you the truth, my beloved brothers and sisters, the reason why you and I are suffering from this plight, the reason why we are the tail and not the head, the reason why we are the last hired and the first fired, the reason why we are going through these various plights and situations is due to one cause. See, in order to, people have a tendency to point their fingers and just blame the problem. Well, the problem had to arrive for a reason. And the various plights that we are going through today is caused by no other than one word. One word wrapped up, and it's called rebelliousness. And this is the reason why we have the various plights that we have today. It's because of pure rebellion. See, the rest of the world, the other nations, they rebelled against the Most High, and the Most High is judgment for them. And Yahweh expects this because all the other nations don't have his laws, don't have his statutes, doesn't have his commandments, doesn't have the understanding to walk in all of his ways. So of course you're going to be confused. Of course you're going to be walking in utter darkness. But Yahweh's people, he gave light. Yahweh's people, he gave instruction. Yahweh's people gave his understanding to walk in all of his ways. And the only reason why we are not prospering today is because we as a whole refuse to walk in the ways of Yahweh. And why is this? Well, it's because of rebellion. Now, some people may say, well, that sounds ridiculous. Just because I don't follow what's going on in that book, you trying to tell me this is the reason why my people is going through the various plights that they're going through today? Just because I'm not adhering to some book by some messengers? You telling me that's why my people are catching hell today? Well, yes, this is exactly why we are in the various plight that we are in today. Because if we hadn't rebelled against the Most High, if we hadn't transgressed against the Most High, if we hadn't committed great offenses against the Most High, if we hadn't rebelled against the Most High, we would be riding on what they would consider and call easy street. And to show you this is the truth, to show you that this is none other than the truth, you want to see your Declaration of Independence. You want to see your greatness. You want to talk about how you should be valued in the earth. Well, if you didn't rebel against the Most High, this is exactly to the esteem that we will be held to. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, if you turn with me there. And in the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the very first verse. And it reads, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of Yahweh thy Elohim, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that Yahweh thy Elohim will set you on high above all nations of the earth." So just by hearkening to the voice of Yah, Yah already said, I will have you above all nations, above the face of the earth. And what would this look like? Well, it'll look like this. And it says, "And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. And if you shall hearken unto the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy ground. and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store, and blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. And Yahweh shall cause thy enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before thy face. And they shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. And Yahweh shall command the blessings upon you in your storehouses and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which Yahweh thy Elohim giveth you. And Yahweh shall establish you as a holy people unto himself. And he have kept, and as he have kept sworn unto you, if thou shalt keep the commandments of Yahweh the Elohim, and walk in his ways, and all people of the earth shall see that thou called by the name of Yah, and they shall be afraid of you. And Yahweh shall make you plenteous in goods, and in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and in the land which Yahweh swore unto thy fathers that he have given you. And Yahweh shall open you his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the works of thy hands. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And Yahweh shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. And if thou hearken unto the commandments of Yahweh, thy Elohim, which I command you this day, to observe and to do them, and thou shalt go aside from any, and if thou go not go aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other deities and serve them. So Yahweh is letting you know this is easy street. This is the path that we could have been walking. Everything that our people are praying for, everything that our people are searching for, everything that our people trying to hold their head up for, Yahweh said, look, I'll give it all to you. All you have to do is just hearken and obey my voice, and you will be above all nations on the face of this earth. And Yahweh gave us the blueprint to the various blessings that we will receive for hearkening to his voice, for hearkening to his words, for walking in the ways of the Most High. But just like Cain and Abel, when they presented their offerings, and Yahweh gave Cain an ultimatum, and he said, look, if you do good, you'll be accepted. But if you sin, if you transgress, sin lieth at your door. And Yahweh said that it will have dominion over us. This is exactly what has taken place. Sin has had dominion over Yahweh's people. And as it's been taught, we have many doors. Our eyes are a door. Our ears are a door. Our nose are a door. Our hands are a door. Our feet are a door. And all these things we use to go a-whoring and chase after other gods. To know that we're going to hearken to the voice of Yahweh, we have to understand that besides Yahweh, there is none else. So from the moment we start questioning, and from the moment we start seeking after other gods and start going after their ways and trying to get blessings that you think that they set up with, was the moment where rebellion has started eating and decaying at the children of Israel. And this is why we are in the various plight that we are in today. That's why it says in this verse 15 of Deuteronomy 28, it says, but it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of Yahweh thy Elohim, to observe to do his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. So you could deny if there's a creator all you want to. You could deny that there's a creator and he wrote a book, or he had a book written for his servants. You could deny this all day and all night long. But one thing that you will not, and one thing that you cannot deny, is these various curses that are upon us today. And undoubtedly, these curses are upon us because we did not follow the Most High. Not because the Most High just felt like playing with his people and just was like, well, they doing too good. Let me cause them to do bad. No, this is because we rebelled against the Most High. And Yahweh is an Elohim. Elohim is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Yahweh don't write no wolf tickets. See, man will write you wolf tickets. They'll tell you, man, you better keep your nose clean or else. And people walk around with their nose dirty all day long, all night long, and see no ramifications of it. But Yahweh is not a man that he should lie. So when he said, you shall surely be cursed if you don't hearken unto me, then what will happen when Yahweh's people don't hearken unto him? Well, we will be in the plight that we are in today. And the number one killer of the black man and woman is not heart disease. It's not these various diseases that they try to put out. All of these diseases and these various plagues, they are a result of rebelliousness. And this is what Yahweh has commanded his people not to be. This is why Yahweh said this in the book of Numbers, the 25th chapter. If you turn with me there. And in Numbers, the 25th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the very first verse. And it reads, and Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab, and they called the people unto the sacrifices of their deities, and the people did eat and bowed down to their gods, and Israel joined himself unto this idol, and the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Israel, and Yahweh said unto Moses, take all the heads of the people and hang them up before Yahweh against the sun, that the fierce anger of Yah may be turned away from Israel. And Moses said unto the judges of Israel, slay ye everyone, his men, who were joined to this idol. And this was taking place. Yahweh says, besides me, there is none else. Yahweh said that beside we are to witness that Yahweh is Elohim, and besides him, there is no Savior. Yahweh is the one that took us out of the land of Egypt and was with us in the wilderness. He gave us manna. He gave us water out of the flint of a rock. Yahweh blessed us and brought us into the land that he had promised unto our forefathers. And he said, look, just espy the land for 40 days and bring back a report. But don't bring back no evil report. Bring back a report. This is the promised land. And our people are verily trying to get land today. Whether they trying to get it from this system or whether they think that they getting it out of this system. But Yahweh said that these various curses would overtake us and pursue us. So from the moment we are rebelling against the Most High, the Most High said, take all the heads and hang it up against the sun. Because what has been committed is a great abomination. What has been committed is a great transgression. What has been committed is rebelliousness. Now people may look and they may say, well, that has nothing to do with what I'm going through, because I don't acknowledge that there's a creator. So I don't go by that book. I don't go by that doctrine. I don't follow what you follow, Brother Obadiah. I don't follow that. So that has nothing to do with me. Well, okay, it has nothing to do with you. Well, don't cry when the hell is up at your door. Don't complain when sin is at your door and it's having dominion over you. Because remember, you don't believe in the Creator. Remember, you don't believe in the Creator's book. And the main thing that one of my biggest gripes with our people is whenever we're in front of a camera or whenever we're in front of a microphone, and whenever we're able to sanctify Yahweh of hosts himself and let him be our fear and let him be our dread, we sanctify everything and everyone else but the Most High. You put a microphone in front of someone's face, and they start telling you about what the white man done did to them. They start telling you about what's going on in their communities. They trying to tell you what they're going to organize to do to try to bring back the people. Well, where is the sanctification of Yahweh? Where is Yahweh being set apart? Where is Yahweh being set apart to say, look, the only reason why these various nations rule over us is because we rebelled against the Creator. And Yahweh commanded that if we return unto him, that he will return unto us. Yahweh said if we put away these false idols, if we put away these false doctrines, if we start walking in the ways and the imaginations of our own heart, Yahweh said, return unto me, and I will return unto you. And the only reason why we're not seeing good success today is because we as a whole have not returned back to the Most High. Now, if you could get in front of a camera, if you can get in front of a microphone, if you could get in front of the masses and sanctify Yahweh of hosts, then Yahweh will start to extend more of his mercy upon us. But as long as you keep making the nations the head, as long as you keep making your own personal plight the head, and you keep sanctifying everyone and everything else outside of the Most High, then really what you're just showing is the reason why we in this plight in the first place is because of rebellion. Now, you may say that's a strong indictment. How could you indict us and say that it's rebellious? Well, Obadiah's not accusing you of anything. All I'm doing is telling you the testimonies of the Creator. In the book of Isaiah, the 30th chapter, if you turn with me there. Now, we're going to see if this is Obadiah speaking his own words, if it's Moreh Ishiah speaking his own words, if it's Moreh Ishiah speaking his own words, is it Moreh Naphtali speaking his own words? Was it Moreh Elisha that was speaking his own words? Or undoubtedly, are we reciting the indictment that Yahweh made on his people? And we're going to read in the book of Isaiah, the 30th chapter. And I'm going to start reading at the 8th verse. In the book of Isaiah, the 30th chapter, and verse 8 reads, now go, write it before them in a table, and note it in a book. Now Yahweh said, let every matter be established by two or more witnesses. Now he commanded Isaiah, he said, look, go write this in a table, and note it in a book. Now is he commanded Isaiah to note it that how slick these nations are, how powerful these nations are, how slick and how they were able to talk us out of our nation? Well, let's continue reading. That it may be for the time to come forever and ever that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of Yahweh. And they say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speaking to us smooth things. Prophesy deceits and get you out of the way and turn aside out of the path and cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. And this is what they're saying today. They're saying, look, man, we don't want to hear that. There is no prophets. Man, Yahweh didn't reveal that to you. Yahweh didn't reveal that to you. He didn't tell you about his signs, season, days, and years. He didn't tell you about the various prophecies in his book. He didn't tell you this and he didn't tell you that. Man, he didn't do nothing with you. But if you see it, then all of a sudden, Yahweh working with you. See, the most I say, a false balance is an abomination. So if Yahweh not working, he not working. That means he not working with anyone. But you can't say, oh, no, he not working with you. And but even though you were able to prove to me with the word of Yah, through the law and the testimonies, everything that you're saying, but he's not working with you, but working with me. Because I see that we can't keep the Shabbat in the land of our captivity. I see where we can't keep the laws in the captivity. I see where we can't pay tithes in captivity. I see where I can hold grudges against my people in captivity. I see where I don't have to abide by the dietary law in captivity. I see where I don't have to acknowledge my transgressions to the Most High. I don't have to afflict myself with fasting and with sackcloth. I don't have to humble myself. This is what Yah revealed unto me. And when you say, go show me a law and a testimony, they can't show it. And you know why they can't show it? Because they done already said to the prophets and to the seers, see not. And to the prophets, don't prophesy to us right things. Speak unto us smooth things. They want to hear T.D. Jakes talk about he needs $60 million for an airplane. And he get it. And the house of Israel say, look, Yahweh say pay tithes and offerings. Man, we can't do that. We can't do that. So you can put money in the false prophet's pocket, but you can't make sure that Yahweh's storehouse is full. It's an abomination. And the only reason why the vast majority of our people don't see it, the reason why the vast majority of our people don't hearken to it, is because of rebellion. And Yahweh is the Elohim. He'll give you your heart's desire. If you have no desire to serve the Most High, he give you a way out. If you have no desire to hearken to the words of the Most High, he'll give you a way out. He has no problem with giving you a way out. Matter of fact, Yahweh is so just with his words, he said this in the book of Ezekiel, the 20th chapter. If you turn with me there. In the book of Ezekiel, the 20th chapter, I will begin reading at the 19th verse, just so we can get the essence of who's speaking. So you can cut it out with this is man speaking. You can cut it out with this is your interpretation. You can cut it out with this is how you see it. We're going to read verbatim exactly what it says and what it reads. And in Ezekiel, the 20th chapter and the 19th verse, it reads, I am Yahweh, your Elohim. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them, and hallow my Shabbats. And they shall be a sign between me and you, that ye may know that I am Yahweh, your Elohim. Notwithstanding, the children rebelled against me, and they walked not in my statutes, neither kept my judgments to do them, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. And they polluted my Shabbats. Then I said, I will pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the wilderness. But nevertheless, I withdrew my hand and wrought for my name's sake, that it shall not be polluted in the sight of the heathens, in whose sight I brought them forth. And I lifted up my hands unto them also in the wilderness, that I would scatter them amongst the heathens and disperse them throughout the countries, because they had not executed my judgments, but had despised my statutes and had polluted my Shabbat, and their eyes went after their father's idols. And then verse 25, it says, wherefore I gave them also statutes that were not good, and judgments whereby they should not live. And ergo, you have the New Testament. Now you have the Quran. Now you have the Talmud. Now you have these various books that are just diverse from the words of Yah, and people going by it to justify their ideology, to justify their way of thinking, to justify the way that they think that they should move when serving the Creator. Instead of hearkening to the words of the Most High, now they're following after statues that are not good. And now since they're following after statues that are not good, they don't even see when good cometh. So now when you say, look, we don't have to go by two books. Yahweh actually speaks in his book. He speaks to his prophets, and he's speaking to his people now. Man, that don't sound like good news to our people. Now they just gel it up and say, look, man, it's all religion. It's all Christianity. Well, the Most High don't got no chosen people called Christians. The Most High don't got no chosen people that he called Jewish. Yahweh don't have no chosen people that he called the black Hebrew Israelites. Yahweh already has described what the nation of Israel looks like. And we were made after the image and the likeness of our Creator. And let's read what the image and likeness of our Creator looks like. Turn with me to the book of Daniel, the fourth chapter. Then we're going to read. And excuse me, that was Daniel, the seventh chapter. In the book of Daniel, the seventh chapter, and the ninth verse, Daniel 7 and 9 reads, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. Yeah, Yahweh said, look, his garment is white, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. Now, if you ever seen pure wool, if you've ever touched pure wool, you know it's some tightly curled hair. That's nappy. That's right there. That's good hair. But that's nappy right there. Now, who has that? So when people run around saying, man, that's those black Hebrew Israelites, and they believe this, and they believe that. Well, the only type of Israelites are black. They got a exhibit going on now in the, they said, go follow Egypt. Go see the artifacts of Egypt. Walk with the gods. And they speak as if this is past tense. Man, as great as Egypt was, as strong as Egypt was, and no doubt about it, Egypt was a strong nation. And make no doubt about it that Egypt was a black nation. But to sit there and act like your greatest history was when you was enslaved in Egypt and that you're no longer in greatness, Yahweh already said this in the book of Psalms 82. If you turn with me there, you don't have to walk. You don't have to go to no museum and no art museum exhibit and see some Egyptian artifacts. See, that's all your oppressors celebrate is people that oppress you. That's all they want to celebrate. So they'll celebrate. They'll have Black History Month, and all they do is just celebrate a bunch of people that had to bow down to their oppressors. And they'll celebrate a bunch of men that oppress people. That's why they don't want to pull them Confederate monuments down. They don't want to take it down because they don't want to cease from celebrating the people that's oppressing us. They had this fool that got interviewed today, interrupted TV all day, Michael Cohen, came out and said, look, I roll with Donald Trump. He's an outright racist. We rolled through a black community. And he said, man, only blacks can live like this. Now, after saying that he said this, and had racist acts towards, he also admitted, but I continue to work with them. See, this is why Yahweh said, look, man, look at the nations I done put you in the midst of. Yahweh said, because we have rebelled against him, Yahweh said, we have moved him to jealousy with that which is no Elohim. Therefore, I will move you to jealousy with them that are not a people. I will move you to anger with a foolish nation. And that's all we see in the midst today. That's all we are in the midst of today. Foolishness. A bunch of foolish shit ruling over us. Trying to give us a doctrine and say, well, it's okay if you believe in this God. But if you believe in this God, there's something wrong with you. If you try to take hold of something that originally belonged to you, it's something wrong with you. See, if you want to be accepted, now you got to take hold of the celebration of your oppressors. So now they want you to go down to the Cincinnati Museum and go look at the art exhibits of the Egyptians and walk with the gods. When Yahweh said this in the book of Psalms, the 82nd chapter, and the 6th verse, it says, I have said, ye are Elohims, and all of you are the children of the Most High. But you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. And look what it says. Arise, O Elohim, and judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. So Yahweh is telling you, you don't got to walk with no Elohim, because you are an Elohim. And you don't know that you are Elohim, because you've been rebelling against me. Now you dying like ordinary men. Now you falling like ordinary men. That's why they don't celebrate when one of you fall. That's why there is no mourning when one of you fall. It's just a news clip. It's just a story for the day or a story for the week. Because you are Elohims, but we fall like we fall like men. But Yahweh said, you don't fell enough. It's time for you to arise, O Elohim, and judge the earth. And Yahweh said that Elohim shall inherit all nations. But you think the Most High is going to turn over all nations to a bunch of rebels? The Most High going to turn over his nation to a bunch of people that's murmuring against the Most High, murmuring against his servants, murmuring against his laws and testimonies, refuse to confirm that Yahweh is the only Elohim, refuse to confirm that Yahweh's word is in his book? No. That's why the slain of Yahweh shall be many. And that's why the various plight that we're going through today is it's touching all nations. It's touching the men. And it's touching the women. And it's touching the children. And you know who prophesied this? You know who had this put in his book? The true and living creator. You don't believe what I'm saying? You think I'm just making this up? You think I'm just fat mouthing? Well, let's go. Because Yahweh already commanded how we are to study. Line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. And let's read about what's taking place today. Turn with me, if you will, to the book of Isaiah, the 3rd chapter. This is the 12th month. And since this is the 3rd day of the month, well, let's read about what judgment Yahweh had for his servants. It's only right, and it's only the perfection of Yahweh's judgment that the 3rd chapter will be speaking exactly on just this thing, Yahweh's servant. In the book of Isaiah, the 3rd chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the very first verse. Isaiah 3:1 reads, "For behold, Yahweh of hosts, does take away from Jerusalem and from Yehuda the state and the staff, the whole stay of bread and the whole stay of water, the mighty man and the man of war, the judge and the prophet and the prudent and the ancient, the captain of 50 and the honorable man and the counselor and the cutting artificer and the eloquent orator. And I will give children to be their princes, and babes shall rule over them. And the people shall be oppressed, every one by another, and every one by his neighbor. The child shall behave himself proudly against the ancient, and the base against the honorable." What's taking place in the streets today? You're reading about it. And Yahweh prophesied this thousands of years before it even started taking place, because he knew what state it would be in. He knew what state it would be. So now babes are the princes. So it's a reason why a lot of elders are even scared to step out on the street at night, because they're afraid of what the youth is going to do and what type of violence they're going to enact and what type of chaos they're going to enact, because this has to skip the judgment of Yahweh. Because once we start becoming rebellious, this ciphers down to your seed, and now you have rebellious seeds. Now you have rebellious men, and you also have this for the women. And started at verse 16 of the same chapter. It reads, "Moreover, Yahweh saith, because the daughter of Zion are haughty and walk with stretched forth necks and wanton eyes, walking and lamenting as they go, and making a tinkling with their feet. Therefore, Yahweh smite with a scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, and Yahweh will discover their secret parts. And in that day, Yahweh will take away the bravery of the tinkling ornaments about their feet and their calves and their round tires like the moon, the chains and the bracelets and the mufflers, the bonnets and the ornaments of legs and the headbands and the tablets and the earrings, the rings and nose jewels, the changeable suits of apparel and the mantles and the wimples and the crisping pins, the glasses and the fine linen, and the hood and the veil. And it shall come to pass that instead of sweet smell, there shall be stink. And instead of a girdle, a rent. And instead of well, set in their hair baldness. And instead of a stomach, a girdle with sackcloth, and burning instead of beauty. So no wonder they got these stores set up. And our women go into these stores and purchase hair that don't grow out of their scalp. It's of a texture that don't even look like something that you will produce. It doesn't even look like a texture of something that will come out of your scalp. You dress it in something that's not of your original garb. So instead of showing the world your original beauty, you showing them the beauty of the nations that you're in the midst of. The ornament of rebelliousness. This is the reason why we are going through the very plights that we are going through today. And it also said this in the 25th verse. It says, the men shall fall by the sword, and thy mighty in war. So many single sisters out here, because the men are falling by the sword every day. Why? Because we haven't learned the ways of righteousness. We're learning the ways of rebellion. And this rebellion is consuming us at a rapid pace. And this is the various plight that our people are going through today. It's the plight of rebelliousness. So don't let no one come and tell you that you in this position because you black. And there's the people in the Bible was cursed and turned black. And this is why you catching hell today. That's lies. Brought to you by your enemies. And the only reason why our people believe it, it's because we haven't fortified ourselves with the knowledge of the holy. We haven't familiarized ourselves with the word of the Most High. Why? Because we have rebelled against the word of the Most High. And because we have rebelled against the Most High, you think the Most High going to let you know how great of a people you are? How strong of a nation that you used to be? How enriched of a nation you used to be? With the decisions that we make it? And with the attitudes and pride that we have today, you think Yahweh would allow us to be enriched with our history and not have the nations make a mockery in our history? So we can turn around and just boast on how great we were and don't even acknowledge the Elohim that made us great? No, this is not so. The plight that we are going through today is undoubtedly the plight that is placed on us because of the rebelliousness that we have exhibited before the Most High. And to show you an example of this rebelliousness that we have showed the Most High, turn with me, if you will, to the book of Jeremiah, the 44th chapter. What are we discussing this evening? Well, we're discussing the plight, the black plight. And this plight that we are suffering today is of rebelliousness. And this is why Yahweh is commanding his people to forsake our ways, to forsake our thoughts, stop following after the imaginations of our own heart, to stop hearkening and following after the imaginations of man's heart, and start seeking after righteousness. If you want to serve, if you want to pattern yourself after a man, then pattern yourself after a man whom Yahweh said is a great example. And he said, look unto Abraham. If you want to pattern yourself after a woman, who's a great example, then Yahweh said, look unto Sarah. Yahweh gave us examples on whom to follow and go after. But undoubtedly, the mass majority of our people just go after rebels. Because the rebellious lifestyle, it looks good. It looks like you on top of the game. And since we're being ruled over by rebels, now we think that we have to rebel to return to the Most High. And that couldn't be further from the truth. But look at the conditions of what's happening to our people today. Look at the conditions on how we behaved ourselves. In the book of Jeremiah, the 44th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 15th verse. And Jeremiah 44 and 15 reads, "Then all the men which knew that their wives had burned incense unto other deities, and all the women that stood by a great multitude, even all the people that dwelt in the land of Egypt and Pathros, answered Jeremiah, saying, As for the word that thou hast spoken unto us in the name of Yahweh, we will not hearken unto you." Now these are men, they knew their wives was burning to other idols. They knew their wives was fooling. Because why, when Yahweh sent the true messenger in their midst, they said, "Man, the words you say in the name of Yahweh, we will not hearken unto you." Now most of our people saying, "Man, this is egregious. How can we act like this as a people? How can we behave this way?" Well, we behave this way now. Are we rebelling even to this day? Yahweh revealed that we have to return unto him by keeping the Shabbats. And Yahweh made sure that his Shabbat got his praises in its correct order, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. Now, people that woke up, that came into the knowledge by coming to the Sabbath classes, read a book a couple times, think they know the word of the Most High, and say, "Man, I done read, we can't keep the Shabbat." But then go around telling other people, "You got to praise Yah. You got to serve Yah." Well, Yah had already said, "This is how you show the world that you know me, by hallowing my Shabbats." Yahweh done had it revealed where Yahweh done actually gave us correct measure on how to count time. So it's no longer a mystery how many days in a month, how many months are in a year. Yahweh done laid it out with his word, and people have utterly separated themselves because they don't want to hear that. They don't want to follow that. They off doing their own thing. Yahweh done laid it out and ordained it that this is how you establish his messenger. And now people done say, "Well, man, I learned a lot from you." But man, you're not no messenger of the Most High. All you're doing is just reading out of a book. And then when you turn around and ask them, "Well, did you see it? Did Yahweh reveal it unto you?" Now, most prophets, they'll say, "Yeah, he did." No, he didn't. And you still can't break it down. You still can't bring the understanding. You still got Israelites saying, "I don't know who the anointed is. I know some people say David." Who are some people? Yahweh said David. I know some people say day begins in the morning. Who are some people? Yahweh said that the morning is the beginning of a day. I know some people say it's 12 months. Well, who said otherwise? Yahweh had it as a testimony, it's 12 months in a year, 30 days in a month. He didn't tell us to go after no crescent, no full moon, no moon. He said go by his word, because it's only by his word that we even know what the lights represent in the first place. But when we rebel against his word, we fall further and further into rebelliousness. And this is what took place. They said, "Look, we're going to hearken, but let's continue reading." In verse 17, it says, "But we will certainly do whatever thing goeth forth out of our own mouth, to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto her, as we have done we, our fathers, our kings, and our princes, in the cities of Yehuda, and in the streets of Jerusalem. For then had we plenty of victuals, and were well, and saw no evil. But since we left off to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drinks, offerings unto her. We have wanted all things, and have been consumed by the sword and by the famine. And when we burned incense to the queen of heaven and poured out drink offerings unto her, did we make her cakes to worship her and poured out drink offerings unto her without our men? Then Jeremiah said unto all the people, to the men and to the women, and to all the people whom had given him this answer, saying, the incense that ye burned in the cities of Yehuda and in the streets of Jerusalem, you and your fathers, your kings and your princes, and the people of the land, did not Yahweh remember them, and came it not into his mind, so that Yahweh could no longer bear because of the evil of your doings and because of the abominations which ye have committed? Therefore is your land a desolation and an astonishment and a curse without an inhabitant as at this day. Because you have burned incense, and because you have sinned against Yah, and have not obeyed the voice of Yahweh, nor walked in his law, nor in his statutes, nor in his testimonies, therefore this evil is happening unto you as it is this day. And Yahweh has said this. He had this as a testimony. He's saying, look, you see that when you burn incense to these false idols, nothing's profiting you. But you still continue to do it. So you want to know why your land's a desolation? Well, this is why. You want to know why your knowledge is a desolation? This is why. You want to know why there's no prosperity in your communities? This is why. You want to know why we have a problem gathering ourselves together? Well, this is why. It's not because Yahweh's ways are flawed. It's because we are flawed. And we have rebelled against the ways of God. And that's why we're not seeing no prosperity. That's why we're not seeing no good success. That's why we're not seeing any type of emergency to bring ourselves together unto the Most High. Why? Because we have lost value of who we serve, and we have lost value of who we are. And we just rebel and rebel as every day passes. If we truly knew, believed, and understood that Yahweh is Elohim, then we would know what Yahweh has in store for his people. See, Yahweh said this to the book of Exodus, the 4th chapter, if you turn with me there. In the book of Exodus, the 4th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 21st verse. And it reads, and Yahweh said unto Moses, when thou goest to return unto Egypt, see that thou do all these wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thy hand. But I will harden his heart, that he shall not let the people go. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith Yahweh, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say unto you, let my son go that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn. See, if our people truly knew, believed, and understood that Yahweh is Elohim, you wouldn't be petitioning at the Senate steps. You wouldn't be out there voting. You wouldn't be out there marching. You wouldn't be trying to rally behind some leader that Babylon done set up. And all they're doing is giving a bunch of speech to make it seem like they're in your corner, that they're fighting for you. But in actuality, all they're doing is trying to increase their own. All they're trying to do is multiply horses unto themselves. But they're not trying to hearken to the words of Yahweh. So therefore, they're not fighting for you. They're not trying to eradicate the plight that's happening with you and I. Undoubtedly, if we knew, believed, and understood that Yahweh is Elohim, we would know that our salvation is not in the hands of the Pharaoh. Our salvation is not in the hands of the president. Our salvation is not in the hands of the Senate. Our salvation is not in the hands of the judges that set up in these courts. Our salvation is in the hands of Yahweh. And that's why I say, Yahweh says, surely I will harden the Pharaoh's heart. Because Yahweh knew exactly what he was trying to establish. Yahweh knew exactly what he was trying to do. And the reason why he would harden Pharaoh's heart, because he already knew that Pharaoh would rebel against his word. And Yahweh said, look, if you don't let my son go, I will slay your son, even your firstborn. So we go down there to the exhibit and look at all those Egyptian coffins and look at all those carcasses of the Pharaoh. And what you look at is the handiwork of Yahweh. You look at what Yahweh will do for those that rebel against him. Stop trying to walk with the gods and walk with the true and living Elohim. This is what Yahweh has commanded his people today. And this is why we're going through the various plights that we're going through. This is why we are suffering like we are suffering. Because we're trying to do things that are totally out of order. We're trying to do things that are totally not from the words of the Most High. Trying to do things that are not from the testimonies of the Most High. We want to make the land of our oppressors the land of milk and honey. And make the real land that Yahweh has promised unto our forefathers as if it's some type of fairy tale. But Yahweh saying, look, no matter how you try to make things out of order, I'm an Elohim of order. And I'm going to establish through my word. And I'm going to show you that you erring by trying to keep the Passover in captivity. When Passover was the celebration of your liberation. The Feast of Unleavened Bread is a celebration of your liberation. Now, how you going to keep it in the land of your captives? You people that celebrate in the Feast of Tabernacles, building booths and dwelling in them. Dwelling in booths for 7 days to come out the booth and go back into your oppressor's house that you're paying rent for to go work for your oppressors that whatever day it's over. Outright confusion. And this is what Yahweh said that he will smite our people with. He will smite our people with madness, blindness, and astonishment of heart. But Yahweh said we were liberated. Yahweh said when you were free, how can you claim a land where the name of Yahweh is not even there? I don't want no parts of no land that don't have the name of Yah in it, where Yahweh's name is not in it. When my name got Yahweh's name in it, my brothers and sisters around me got names that got Yahweh's name in it. So why would I try to celebrate liberation in a land that doesn't have Yahweh's name in it? It only makes sense to those that have rebelled against the words of the Most High. But if you hearken to the words of the Most High, then you will know that Yahweh said this in the book of 2 Chronicles, the 6th chapter. Now, in the book of 2 Chronicles, the 6th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 5th verse. And it reads, now, since the day that I brought forth my people out of the land of Egypt, I chose no city amongst all the tribes of Israel to build a house that my name might be there. Neither chose I a man, any man, to be ruler over my people Israel. But look at verse 6. But I have chosen Jerusalem, that my name might be there, and have chosen David to be over my people, Israel. So Yahweh has let us know he's chosen Jerusalem. That's where his name is placed. And he's chosen David to rule over his people. That didn't say he chose Obama. He chose Bush. They didn't say that he chose Clinton. They didn't say that he chose Nixon. Or any other of these false leaders that's going to rise up, that's only going to stand for our oppression, that's only going to stand for the plight of our people. Yahweh said that he chose Jerusalem, and he chose David. My people, the keys of liberation is right before our very eyes. And we are coming. We are in the time where Yahweh is going to save his people. Going to redeem his people. Because Yahweh said that we are already redeemed without money. See, when you understand when you're dealing with something, the third, you're dealing with something that's holy. You're dealing with Yahweh's servant. And I know you may think that this oppression is something that's going to be forever. And that we just need to get along with it or work around it. But no, Yahweh said when you were liberated and you were free, your oppressors don't rule over you in any fashion. You're not paying them to stay in their quarters. They paying you to dwell amongst you. See, whenever Yahweh talks about liberation, he calling his people out and showing the world his salvation. Turn with me to the book of Hosea, the 11th chapter. In the book of Hosea, the 11th chapter. And we're going to see the adoration that the Most High had for his people. In Hosea, the 11th chapter, at the very first verse, it reads, "When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. As they called them, so went from them, they sacrificed unto these idols and burned incense unto graven images." See, Yahweh always letting you know, I redeemed you. Freed you from the house of bondage. I freed you from the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. But as soon as you got free, you start sacrificing to idols. You start serving the idols instead of serving me. And Yahweh said, look, when you were the child, I loved you. This is why I called you out of Egypt. But we won't see this because we keep rebelling against the Most High. And it's only through rebelliousness that we don't even see the love that Yahweh has for his people. And if we don't see the love that Yahweh has for his people, we sure won't display the love that we should have for one another. We will just only keep rebelling against the words and the words of the Most High. We will only continue to rebel. And we won't even see that we have an Elohim that nothing, absolutely nothing, can come up against. No weapons, no atomic bombs, no government, no bills, no presidents, no pharaohs, no senators. Nothing can come up against the true and living Elohim. So when Yahweh redeems his people, he redeems his people fully, completely, wholeheartedly, perfectly. Because that's the way Yahweh is. But we won't see this because we just think that this is just some stories in the book. These are just some words. These are just some sayings, some African proverbs. That if we really want to get up out of oppression, we got to pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. We got to start walking in our own ways. And Yahweh already said that this would not be a successful mission if you do this. He said this in the book of Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. In the book of Jeremiah, the 17th chapter and the 5th verse, it reads, "Thus saith Yahweh, cursed be the man that trusts in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from Yahweh." See, that's the number one way to know if you rebelled against the Most High. Your heart done departed from the Most High. So anytime you start saying, look, man, we can't keep the laws, man, your heart doesn't depart from the Most High. You say we can't keep the Shabbat, man, your heart doesn't depart from the Most High. You refuse to gather yourselves together unto your people and discuss the laws, statutes, and judgments of our Creator, man, your heart doesn't depart from the Most High. Anytime you start saying, man, I don't care. How long we going to be in captivity? I don't care what man going to serve y'all or not. I don't care. Soon as you start saying that, your heart done departed from the Most High. We're rebelled against the Most High. Once you start speaking and acting in this way, and this is what Yahweh has said. He said, look, it's a curse for those that think like this. And it said that for he shall be like the heath in the desert and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness and in a salt land and not inhabit it. So you keep saying, look, I don't got to serve this Elohim. I don't got to dedicate my works to the Creator. Well, okay. Well, you just know that your reward is going to be a salt land, not inhabited. Now, I'm not no geographical scholar, but I know anytime you're surrounded by a salt land, that's not good. It's parched, it's dry, it's famished. And you will be soon like unto the land that Yahweh said you would inherit. Because this is the reward. This is the judgment of the rebellious. And it's only because we have rebelled against the Most High, we don't even see when the good coming. We don't even know the blessings that Yahweh has for us because of the curses that are upon us for rebelling against the Most High. But the vast majority of the world are keeping what they call Black History Month, and they trying to make you complacent with just being a slave. They trying to make you complacent with just being one that has to bow down to your oppressors. But Yahweh said, look, if you in this condition, you are not blessed. Yahweh said this is a curse. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, if you turn with me there. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 65th verse. And it reads, and amongst these nations shall thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest. But Yahweh shall give thee there a trembling heart, and failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind. And thy life shall be in doubt before you, and thou shalt fear day and night, shall not know, and shall have no assurance of thy life. And in the morning thou shalt say, with Elohim it were even. And at even thou shalt say, with Elohim it were morning. For the fear of thine heart wherewith thou shalt fear, and in the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. And Yahweh shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto you. And thou shalt see it no more again. And there you shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. These are the curses that Yahweh has placed upon his people. This is the plight of the black man and woman today. Why? Because these are curses of rebelliousness. This is a direct result of rebelliousness. So when you wake up in the morning and don't know that you, the son and daughter of Israel, that's just a result of rebelliousness. That's amnesia that you're suffering from because you're serving under your enemies. When you go to the store and got to shop at these stores and get these fruits and vegetables, and the fruit don't have any seeds in them, the vegetables are rotting, the meat is rotting. I just seen in the news a couple nights ago, they were speaking about how these beers and these wines that our people are consuming, wines like Sutton Homes, Miller Lite, Budweiser, these alcoholic drinks contain an ingredient that they put in weed killer. Because Yahweh said, curse shall be your basket in your store. See, rebellion kills us as a nation. See, you may want to say it's just an act that slavery just came by coincidence. No, this came by rebelliousness. Our people came here from ships because the white man came to the land. No, this is a result of rebelliousness. So since we rebelled against the Most High, guess what Most High will have ruling over us? A bunch of rebels. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. In Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. And we're going to see if there's any positivity that comes out of rebelliousness. We're going to see if there's any great substance that come out of rebelliousness. We're going to see if there are any great rewards that comes out of rebelliousness. And in Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 39th verse. And it reads, "See now that I, even I am he, and there is no Elohim with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. And neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say I live forever. If I wet my glistering sword and my hands take hold of judgment, I will render vengeance to my enemies and will reward them that hate me. And I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh. And that with the blood of the slain and of the captives from the beginning of revenges upon the enemy. Rejoice, O ye nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants and will render vengeance to his adversaries and will be merciful unto his land and to his people." So Yahweh letting you know, the rebelliousness that the nations have displayed will not go unpunished, will not go unjudged. But if we are acting in the ways that these nations are acting, if we're talking in the ways that these nations are talking, if we're moving in the ways that these nations are moving, then this judgment will invariably fall upon us. And these swords you can't escape from. There's not a tent that's strong enough. There's not a ditch that's deep enough. And there's not a cave that's dark enough that can hide from the judgment of Yahweh. Because undoubtedly, these are the things that are approaching us in the nearest of future, more near than further. And instead of entrenching ourselves in how to be rebellious against the Most High, we need to find ways to return to Most High. Because we're not going to be redeemed by our righteousness' sake. That boat is past. But we sure not going to be redeemed by being rebels. We're sure not going to be spared and have mercy upon us by just being outright rebels. And there's too many of our people that know they know better. They're still rebelling against the Most High. Now, whether they hearken into the words of their own heart, whether they hearken into the imaginations of man's heart, or whether they just don't understand what they're reading, still are rebelling against the words of the Most High. And Yahweh said that his judgment will render upon his enemies. A servant of Yahweh won't rebel against the Most High. But his enemy would. His servant would speak great words against the Most High, but his enemy would. His servant would not be going around trying not to confirm the words of the Most High, but his enemy would. So it's imperative that we be very diligent on the company that we keep, who we associate ourselves with, and who we align ourselves with. Because it says, like it says in Proverbs, the companion of fools, they shall fall. They shall fall. And Yahweh said this in the book of Malachi, the first chapter. Because what are we discussing? And what have we been discussing this evening? We have been discussing the black plight of our people. And the major thing that is plaguing our people today, the reason why the plight is so great upon our people is because of rebelliousness. And this is the third day of the month. So this is for Yahweh's servant. It's time for us to awake and shake the dust off of ourselves and return back to the true and living Creator. Because Yahweh doesn't take enjoyment in rebelliousness. Yahweh doesn't enjoy the death of the wicked. Yahweh only wishes, and Yahweh only wishes that the wicked will turn from his ways and do that which is right. So if you wish that for the wicked, what do you think Yahweh will want for his people? And the main one that cares the most about us is the main one that we're rebelling against. That's why it says this in the book of Malachi, the first chapter and the sixth verse. It says, a son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If I then be a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Saith Yahweh of hosts, unto you, O priest, that despise my name. And you say, wherein have we despised your name? And it says, you offer polluted bread upon my altar, and you say, wherein have we polluted thee? And that you say, the table of Yahweh is contemptible. And it says, if you will offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if you offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it now unto thy governor. Will he be pleased with thee or accept it? Yes, offer it to one of these leaders. Walk up to Trump and give him a piece of lamb meat that got a big cancer ball hanging off of it, and see what would take place, to see how he will react. You may be thrown up under the prison houses. But these are the things that we have taken satisfaction in offering to the Most High, to the point to where we don't want to offer the Most High our best. We want to give the Most High what's convenient. We want to serve the Most High when it's convenient for us. We want to honor the Most High when it's convenient for us. We want to praise the Most High only when we're doing good. We want to serve the Most High only when it's in the fat times. But when adversity comes, oh, we don't want to serve the Most High then. Because if the Most High was with me, I would never have no times of adversity. I would never have no obstacles. Well, who told you this? And it's only like this because we think that the Most High table is contemptible. We think that it's approachable to approach the Most High. We think that we justified in rebelling against the Most High. And this is why Yahweh's sword will fall upon us swiftly. This is why Yahweh says that he has no room for those that presumptuously sin. This is why Yahweh said, look, I will bring you into the wilderness and I will purge amongst you the rebels. Because Yahweh is only interested in righteousness. Yahweh is only looking for the elite. Yahweh is not caught up with numbers. Yahweh said it's not a successful mission unless I bring out 100,000 souls. Yahweh don't care if it's 10 souls. Because Yahweh already told our father Abraham, if I found 10 righteous men in the city, I will spare the entire city for those 10 righteous souls. That's how much Yahweh loves righteousness. And the reason why we catch so much hell, the reason why we have so much of a plight, is because we have rebelled against the Most High. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 52nd chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 52nd chapter, and the 4th verse, it reads, for thus saith Yahweh Elohim, my people went down aforetime into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrians oppressed them without cause. Now therefore, what have I here, saith Yahweh, that my people is taken away for naught? They that rule over them make them to howl, saith Yahweh, and my name continually every day is blasphemed. And this is what Yahweh is saying. Because we have rebelled, now your oppressors are ruling over you, and now they cause you to howl. But in all this howling, and all this complaining, and all this murmuring, Yahweh is saying, look, my name every day is continually being blasphemed. Who's standing up for the honor of Yahweh? Who's standing up for the defense of Yahweh? People think Yahweh just going to come down and start doing it himself. Well, if Yahweh do it himself, then what do you need us for? Because Yahweh said that we are his witnesses, and we are to proclaim the works of the Most High. This is the commission that the Most High has given to us in the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Yahweh has sent us on a mission, and the mission is to let the world know this. Not a community, not a block, not just the city, but let the world know this. In the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter and the 10th verse, Yahweh says that ye are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no Elohim form, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am Yahweh, and besides me there is no Savior. Now, do you believe that Yahweh would have us witness to this and proclaim this to the world and not give us the necessary tools to combat this, to defend this, to honor our Elohim? Of course he has. Of course he did. And of course he's continuing to do it. That's why it says in the book of Proverbs, the 21st chapter, the vision, if you turn with me there. And this is something undoubtedly that the vast majority of the world has to attend to and attest to and witness to. And this is something undoubtedly that the people of the Most High will have to bow to and say this is truth. In the book of Proverbs, the 21st division and the 30th verse, it says, there is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against Yahweh. So what is the reason to rebel against the Most High? Because you're not going to find any wisdom that's equal to the Most High. And you're not going to obtain any understanding that's equal to the Most High. And you're not going to get any counsel that's going to be able to combat against Yahweh. And this is undoubtedly why we're going through the various plight that we're going through today. But it's time to awake ourselves and return unto the true and living Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh. For this undoubtedly is our salvation. If you want to relieve yourself of this various plight, if you want to get out of all this darkness and out of all this turmoil, then turn to the light. Turn to the true and living Elohim. Let us return back to Yahweh. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. Put shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh, Elohim, of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient. as a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth, leave me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by a seed. The secret of Yahshua who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything and to every word spoken. You can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse you, know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging y'all for mercy and it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.